CJMQ 88.9, we have Kim Prangley with us from Stansted, who's going to explain about an upcoming event that's going to be held this Saturday, June 22nd at 3:30 p.m. It's a sacred circle dance to honor the solstice. Welcome, Kim.
Hi.
Can you tell us what this is all about? Because I think a lot of us may not have any idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, people probably in the region have heard of the stone circle we have here in Stansted.
Yes.
And so that's located in a beautiful large field outside of the village, just like a few hundred yards outside the village.
Right. I've passed by that. It is quite a beautiful area.
Mm-hmm. And so we have events there occasionally on the equinoxes and the solstices, which would be March for the equinox in the springtime, the June solstice, and then for the summer, the first day of summer. And September equinox for, well, the fall equinox at the end of September. And then the winter solstice as well. And this particular solstice, because the weather is really the most likely to be cooperative, June is, a potential for a really nice celebration outside that can last well past dark.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit to us about what exactly solstice is? I mean, a lot of people probably know, but then again, there may be some that don't know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to do with the cycle of the sun in the year. So the solstices are the points when the daytime is the longest, which is the June solstice. And then the winter solstice, it's when the light is the least, so the days are the shortest. And then the equinoxes are both when the period of day and night are equal.
So this coincides with, well, Saturday is the first day of summer, right?
Exactly. That is exactly what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, so you would have a particular dance and or dances, I imagine, and they're going to be taught on the spot?
Yeah, it's a celebration of the solstice. So the primary activity will be the sacred circle dance, which requires no previous experience. We have people who are coming from all over the place to come and share the dances that they know. So each dance is taught just before you do it, and they're done in a circle holding hands usually. Sometimes you do them alone, but still within a circle. The music is world music. It comes from many different cultures. Some of the dances are actually quite old from other cultures, and then some of them are things that people have put together just recently.
Okay. So what is the origins of this event?
Of the sacred circle dancing?
Yes.
Oh, it's actually a fairly modern creation, I would say. Maybe back in the 80s, I don't have that detail in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called sacred circle dancing, not because it's associated with any religion of any part, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's called sacred because we're honoring just the fact that, you know, we're dancing together, dancing with reverence to the music itself and the people who created it, and also just in reverence to the planet.
All right. And also, I guess you will have a bonfire?
Yeah, now it's supposed to be nice on Saturday, and I'm really crossing my fingers that it will be, because there is a bonfire in the evening. We'll dance around the bonfire. We have live music in the evening portion by a group called Spiral. I used to play with them, and I'm too busy now, so I'm not, but they're wonderful. And we have a shaman coming, and he's going to do some chanting, so people are encouraged to bring their drums and rattles if they'd like, and if they have any, you know, special sacred clothing to them that they would like to wear, then they're welcome to do that. And we have kites on site and bubbles.
And sky lanterns. What exactly are sky lanterns?
Sky lanterns are quite special. I hope we get a chance to do this, because these are left over from December when the weather was so bad we couldn't. They're like, it's very popular in Asia, and they look very much like a Chinese paper lantern that you would see, you know, places, except that they are bigger, and there's a little candle that you light at the bottom, and as the heat from the candle builds, it rises up into the sky. And then if the candle goes out, then it comes back down to Earth. So technically it doesn't come back down until the candle has burned itself out completely, so it's safe. It's biodegradable 100%, so we're not littering.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, people will set these off at celebrations, weddings, and anniversaries and that kind of thing. And you can, you know, attach a wish.
Oh.
And as you send it off up into the sky. So we had 26 of these to let off at the winter solstice for the ending of the 26,000-year cycle that the world just completed.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't set them off, so we have them now. And it's really beautiful. We've done one
mm-hmm.
before, and that was just fairly effective. So setting off 26 should
wow,
be quite beautiful.
That's going to be quite amazing.
Yeah,
yes.
But we need, you know, we need calm skies.
Okay, right, yes. So now, what should people bring?
They should bring their own picnic supper, because there are no, there are restaurants nearby, but I mean, we're trying to create what people would do, you know, in days gone by when you would just be outside all day
mm-hmm.
and enjoying the earth, you know, and all her bounty. Mm-hmm. So a picnic supper, a blanket to sit on, warmer clothes for the evening, just dress in comfortable clothes.
Right.
People tend to like colorful ones, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it's a celebration. We also have this other installation in the stone field. It's called Willow Village, which are these, it looks like a little city or a little village of these green domes. And that's actually designed as a play area for kids to play in. So
kids are welcome.
Oh, absolutely welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is there a charge? Is there a cost to attend? Or?
Yes, we do have expenses, of mm-hmm. course. We have to rent a tent and pay the musicians and pay to have electricity brought to the field and things that we're buying that are a little special, you know,
mm-hmm.
things for the dance, etc. So we need financial contributions. We're suggesting $20 for people over 18. And then if you're between 15 and 17, $10, and kids under 17, I guess, are free. And then there's family rates available, too. If you happen to have five teenagers between 15 and 17, well, we'd make you a deal.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Now, in case it does rain, hopefully it won't, but in mm-hmm. case it does, you have a backup plan?
Yes, we do. I don't have the specific address, but it's a Catholic church on Notre Dame Boulevard. It's just between downtown Rock Island.
Okay.
And the stone circle. So we walk right by it. And
it's not hard to find. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not going to rain.
All right. No. Okay. It's not. Definitely. We've had enough already. So it's not going to rain this Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day. Now, we can also check out your website, can't we, for some more information?
Yeah. There's a poster on there. And that is www.stanstedstonecircle.org.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kim. And again, we wish you good luck with the weather. It sounds like a terrific event to be out in the nature, for sure.
It will be. It's a great, great day. So people should really try and come down and check us out.
Again, for more information, check out StanstedStoneCircle.org.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.